It's muffed. A rough fantasy year. The data has a lot to say about it. Muffed. Brian Thomas finished 2025 as a number 42 wide receiver in total PPR scoring and the number 45 in PPR per game. After a rookie year that had him pegged as a top shelf fantasy asset, this season got muffed. Thomas played 14 games and never found the rhythm with Trevor Lawrence that managers drafted him for. The Jaguars went 13-4 and won the AFC South, but Thomas wasn't the engine. Parker Washington led the team in receiving with 58 catches for 847 yards. Thomas was a piece, not the centerpiece, and that's the whole fantasy story. Now let's dig into the numbers. Thomas turned 91 targets into 48 catches for 707 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns across 14 games, adding a rushing score for good measure. The volume was there, a 19% average target share and a 32% average air yard share say the offense kept designing shots his way. The conversion didn't follow. A 53% catch rate and just 2 receiving touchdowns on a team where Lawrence threw 29 of them, that's the line that sinks the ranking. The week-to-week was boom or bust, with bust winning most Sundays. Thomas averaged 9.9 PPR per game, topped 17 points exactly twice, a 23-point game against the Seahawks and a 17-point game against the Jets, and finished single digits in 8 of his 14 outings, including a 3.8 against Denver and a 4.8 against Tennessee. Floor problem and ceiling problem at the same time. The play that captures the year came in week 9 at Las Vegas, 3rd-and-11, 4th quarter, Jaguars down 13-16, ball on their own 25. Lawrence found Thomas on a short right route, and Thomas turned it into a 34-yard catch and run that flipped the field. 15 air yards, 19 after the catch, and a Jaguars win in overtime. He was also injured on the play. That's the season in one snapshot. The talent to break a game open is still in there. The chemistry on third down still flashes. And then the durability question writes itself. Muffed! Brian Thomas finished as the number 42 wide receiver in total PPR and the number 45 in per game scoring. A clear step back in a year where the targets came but the production didn't. The biggest red flag in the data, just 2 receiving touchdowns on 91 targets despite a 32% average air yard share on a team that scored 29 passing touchdowns. End zone conversion was the difference between a usable fantasy asset and the season he actually delivered.
That's Brian Thomas's 2025. One quick note, if you want this same treatment for every player on your fantasy roster every week, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.